From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, you get to relax while we bring you the movies. This is Talking Flicks, JT here. Grant Lee is also here too. Hello. Mr. Lee.
How are you, Jay? How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a wonderful week. Just such a good week. You know, nice weather. We're in spring. Just been enjoying that. Yeah, it's been a good week. How's your week been? Have you been enjoying
it? It's been really good. I must say it was a bit coolish on Monday, Tuesday. Mm. I thought it was a bit cool. But the weekend was beautiful last weekend. So I'm hoping this weekend will be too. So it'll be nice movie weather just to go in and watch all these great movies that are out this week.
So many great movies out. And you can definitely tell the school holidays are not too far away, Mr. Lee. And you'll find that out this week because it is very school holiday-esque. Is that the word?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. That's so good. Because Queensland actually went on school holidays last Friday, and Victoria and New South Wales, they go on next week, I think it is. So, yeah.
Now, that was very interesting because Runt, which we have out, well, it is out now. It was released this week for us here in New South Wales, but Queensland got Runt a week earlier. It was September 12 it dropped. So I was trying to work out the differences, but that explains it because Queensland have got those school holidays. Yeah, there you go. You learn something new every day, don't you?
Yep, you do. And talking of Runt, how good was that interview with John Sheedy?
Oh, wonderful. It was a magical moment for Talking Flicks, Mr. Lee. Another big name on the show.
Yes.
He didn't hang up on us. Didn't try and dodge our emails or anything like that, you know, like a lot of other people do. And we've hit up some big names, Mr. Lee. We've hit up some big names over time. And then all we pretty much hear is that. So it was
correct.
It was great to have John on the show, and just before his Sydney premiere of Runt as well. So he joined us, 90 minutes before he was walking the red carpet? And I'm thinking, as we're talking, I'm thinking, do you really want to be talking to us?
You know what would have been really cool? If he was talking to us while he was walking down the red carpet.
Wouldn't that have been good?
Now, that would have been good.
Yes. But we had him on the big screen, and and I was trying to work. I thought he's very casual. He's just wearing his black shirt. I'm thinking, he's very casual today. But all he was doing is getting ready to pull the jacket over and go straight to the premiere. So, but fantastic movie, Runt. It was great to catch up with John and get an insight into the movie, the stars in the movie, Squid, aka Runt. As well, Runt in the movie, which an incredible dog. So we're going to unpack Runt very soon, but a big show coming up, and it really is, Mr. Lee, because we have got four movies to run the rule over this week. Four.
That's a lot. That's a huge amount. So it's going to be very interesting to talk and listen to all these movies.
Yeah, so let's get it started. And also a bit later on the show, we'll go around the screens. We'll see what's happening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5. We're going to do some top fives. We'll see whether or not Beetlejuice can stay at number one in Oz and other places around the world. And we'll take a look at what's opening up next week. So everything in movies, and it starts now. Mr. Lee, let's go with Runt. A story about 10-year-old Annie, a dog Runt, who she finds, and trying to win some money to keep the dream alive, the farm.
Exactly right. And she is such a good do-getter. And she was trying to fix things and do things for the family. And her brother that's in the movie is Max. Well, it's actually her real brother, called Jack is his real name. And they both work so well together on the movie set. I have to say the dog and Lily worked really well. I loved the movie. I thought it was so good. I'm actually going to see it this weekend again. But let's have a listen to it.
I'm Annie. Do you have anyone to look after you? Do you want to come home with me?
How are we doing?
Fine. We were learning about storms.
You could do with a few of those.
Are you
even if we tighten our belts another notch, I don't know if we're going to make it through the summer.
We'll lose our home. We need to fix things.
The top two dogs in Australia earn an invitation to compete at Crumpets Dog Show in London, which boasts a grand prize of $250,000.
That's it! Go! Me and Runt are going to make it to the Crumpets Dog Show.
Sounds a bit stupid. Do not think you're in any position to be making judgment on what is stupid.
Film that.
Runt doesn't have a specified breed.
He's just Runt. He was a stray, but now he lives with us. Where he comes from doesn't matter.
I want that Runt out of the race.
Is this big glittering?
For a long time, he didn't have anyone, and you found each other. You became his whole world. All he wants to see is you.
You don't need to fix everything.
Fixing things makes me happy.
The integrity of your trousers has been a bit compromised.
Pass me that towel, I've been defiled.
Yeah, what a great movie. And she'll point out too, Mr. Lee, the incredible acting of young Lily LaTorre or LaTorre. Yes. I'm still not sure which way we're going with that, but she is amazing and so young as well. I think there's some big lights of Hollywood for that young lady in years to come.
I agree totally. And the other standout to me was Celeste Barber, because I actually didn't know until we were talking to John that she's actually a trained actress. So I always knew her as a comedian.
As
he was saying. Yeah. So I was actually quite amazed. I actually went and had a look. She was in All Saints. My wife and I were actually doing some Googling and went, wow, yes, she was in there for quite a few episodes. So she was really good. And the other one was Jack Thompson and Deb Mailman, who I think, you know, Aussie movies, they're always got to be in it. Just like Jack Thompson, he's in nearly every Australian movie these days, isn't he?
Joe Courtney's another great one. Deborah Mailman. So high five to John Sheedy. He has done a lot of work trying to get these big names in. And you know what? If John Sheedy calls you, of course you're going to come and do a film with him, right? Because he's a great guy.
Well, that's what we're going to say, isn't it? We'll be in there. As soon as we get that call, we go, yes, where and when?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, we had him on the screen, Mr. Lee, and he's kind of looking at us like, yeah, I think another one that might lose their email address. No, I have confidence in John. I have much confidence.
Remember when I asked him and I showed him a picture of Zeus, because, you know, I thought, you know, if he has another dog movie or anything, you know, maybe Zeus might get.
And that's our great leading job. Yeah, that's exactly right. But he said he'd take the dog. He didn't say he'd take us. So that's good to know. But I am with this movie, Mr. Lee, getting vibes. Remember the kids' movie Babe, the pig?
Yes.
And it's on a farm. The farm's going under, so the farmer trains up Babe to do all these stunts and goes in the competition and that, So I'm getting those kind of vibes, but, a great family movie. And if you're looking for something to go and do with the kids this weekend, take them along to see Runt, because you won't regret it. It's a great little movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I reckon this one is going to be one that people will go see. They'll tell their friends to go see it, and it will get bigger and bigger as the weeks go on. It will be up there with all those big movies like Red Dog and all those. So this is going to become a classic. This is going to be one of those movies you can just watch over and over and over again. And as I said, I'm going to catch it on Sunday again, because I was and you were very lucky we got to see it before it was open. So I can't wait to watch it again.
Now, don't cry this weekend, Mr. Lee, because you are going with other people and I'm glad, I hope you got the tears out the first time when you were in the cinema by yourself watching it, so you're allowed to cry then, okay? But, yeah, no crying this weekend.
And, you know, that's the worst thing. When I cry in front of you, you never let me forget. But can I say, when it's you, I don't let you forget.
Yes. Well, it's been a while since we've watched a tear-jerker movie, Mr. Lee, so we've got to try and find that. One.
Yeah.
One that won't have us in tears is Slingshot, because this is a great sci-fi thriller. And all about, you know, look, nothing better than a good space movie sometimes, I reckon, too, going into outer space.
Yeah. I love sci-fi movies. Now, this has actually got Casey Affleck and Lawrence Fishburne in it. It's directed by Mikael Hostrom, and it is all about an astronaut who struggles to get reality, whether it is or whether it's not. Now, some of the filming locations for this was in Hungary, Indonesia, and USA. So that's pretty impressive that they can do that in, you think they're in space, but they're actually not. So let's have a listen.
Hello, John. You are aboard the spacecraft Odyssey-1.
Gentlemen, we have been in space for nearly 2 years.
We are on our way to Titan.
Titan.
It's the most Earth-like world we can reach. But to get there, we'll need Jupiter's gravity for a speed boost.
Houston, we have a situation.
The impact represents no real danger.
What if the whole system is compromised?
If we attempt a slingshot, we get blasted into deep space.
Drugs used to induce hibernation can produce side effects.
You understand me now.
She's not here on the ship.
I know that. If
sometimes. Including confusion and disorientation.
You see that I'm mad. Your imagination is playing a cool trick on you.
How do you know this? But
everything around us is screaming, turn around. And you're about to blast us even further into space.
Warning, warning, system overload.
Deletion! I'm just a soul. You're sending us all to die!
Flying into the light is a survival instinct. The best escape route tends to be towards the light.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me
be misunderstood.
Do you get claustrophobic, Mr. Lee? Because when you watch the trailer for this one, that's what I feel.
Yeah. And to think that they're heading off to Saturn, like, wow. And to get back, and why is it space movies always seem to break down or something goes wrong? Like, that's... that frightens me to even think about going to space. So those astronauts that do, it's a credit to them what they can do. But, yeah, I think movie.
Now this week too, The Wild Robot. Now this is, speaking of sci-fi, adventure animation, I'm thinking more adventure in this one. It looks really great. One for the kids, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I know a lot of schools recently have been reading the book and doing some studies on this, because we've got a lot of school groups coming in before school holidays happen. Mm. Now, this is actually written and directed by Chris Sanders, who was the writer of The Croods. Remember that? We did that ages ago, and one of my sons came in and did a review on it.
I do remember that. Which was really, a long time ago.
That's a long time ago, all right.
I did.
How funny. I can't remember you with hair. So this one's all about a robot called Rosm Unit 7134, or ROS for short, and he actually gets shipwrecked in a forest. And he actually starts, it reminds me of Wall-E. You know when Wall-E was cleaning up the world and all that? And this is what Roz looks like he's doing too. And I have to say, watching the trailer and the amount of people that came to it on the weekend, last weekend, and they all just raved about it and said, this movie is so much fun and such a great message out of it. Which is really good, and that's what we like to see with kids' movies, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think it promotes a great little message too. Seeing this robot take care of this little gosling, and teaches it to do all these amazing things. Let's have a listen to Wild Robot.
Incident report. At 0300 hours, a number of Universal Dynamics robots were lost in a typhoon.
Do you need assistance? Processing language.
You need to learn how things work on this island.
Hello!
Goslings imprint on the first thing they see.
Which would be you?
You're his mother now.
I do not have the programming.
No one does.
He needs to swim and fly.
Swimming's easy. I can teach him the way my mom taught me. Swim!
He's a runt. His chances aren't super good.
I will protect him. He's got to leave this island by fall.
Right, Bill?
It is more dangerous for him than anyone else. But he has a chance. If where his wings end, his heart can pay the balance.
You are not easy to find.
You are defective.
I feel fine.
You should not feel anything at all.
Mom?
No!
Sometimes, to survive, we must become more than we were programmed to be.
I will protect all of you.
You are ordered to return home.
I am already home, and I am a wild robot.
I've got to say, Mr. Lee, I love the fox in this movie. Yeah. The voice is Pedro Pascal, and the fox is one of the first ones that Roz befriends in the movie, and I just get vibes. You know, remember the movie Zootopia? The fox in get vibes of that when, you know, even down it's the same kind of voice. So and the fox does some pretty funny things in the movie too. So there are some good laughs in this, but if you want a pure motivation, you know, an inspiration, you go and see Runt and Wild Robot in the same day. Yeah. Just go back to back because they're two very uplifting movies.
That's a great idea. Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea. I've never thought of that. That would be a really good thing to do because, yeah, you'd come out just going, wow, what a life flow.
I feel good now, right? That'd be, I'm inspired. So would that be called the inspirational ticket, Mr. Lee? Two for the price of one.
I like that. That's an inspirational ticket. I like that. Yeah. That's good. Very good.
That's right. I aim to please. There you go. So
you should be in marketing. You should.
I should. You that'd got an office for me? And I want a fridge.
I'll get back to you about that. Hey, just a bit of trivia about it. The author, Peter Brown, he got inspiration for Wild Robot because he actually made it a book, of course, first. He drew a picture of a robot in a tree, and then he had a thought of what would an intelligent robot do in the wilderness, and that's how the book came about. Then the movie, of course, came from that too. And yeah, isn't it amazing how ideas come from?
Exactly. So there you go, Wild Robot. That's one to check out. Mr. Lee's already all over that, and do run the same day. Transformers 1 is also out this week. It was in advanced screens last week, so we sent along our Talk and Flickster Liam to check it out. He thoroughly enjoyed it. He gave it, I think it was a 3.5 chalk tops out of 5, so that's a pretty good rating.
That is, but his kids gave it 3.75 chalk tops.
Yeah, well, that was an average. It was on good. Average. Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's average. Pretty good. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's really good. I have to say, I haven't checked this one out yet, and I do want to see it because in the podcast when we were talking to Liam, I mentioned something about Spider-Man and Into the Spider-Verse, and I really enjoyed that more than the Spider-Man movies. So I'm hoping, and from what Liam said, I will enjoy Transformers 1 more than the original. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good movie to check out. Let's have a listen.
I know we're just lowly worker bots who can't even transform. Don't you want to see what's out there?
There's a reason no one goes to the surface. It's dangerous.
Why'd you bring jetpacks?
If we survive this, I'm gonna kill you!
I accept those terms.
The surface.
It's beautiful.
It's time to show them we are more than meets the eye.
We can transform now.
On three, one. Woo! Guys, that's not good.
We've got these powers for a reason. Let's use them.
We stand here together. As one.
Whoa! I got a battle mask! It appears with this guy. Knife hands? I have knife hands!
I can see that. B, these are not
the bad guys.
Why did you cut the door?
What? No, it was already like that. Right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, Chris Hemsworth, he is never really without work, is he, Mr. Lee? He's always finding himself in a new movie. It was Mad Max earlier this year that he was doing all the promo for. Now he's back doing it all again for Transformers 1. Do you think he prefers a live movie, or do you reckon he prefers the animation?
Well, I think animation would be a lot easier because you're just in a room and you're not actually out there, you know, pushing your body to limits as he does. So I don't know. I think he would prefer both. I think it would be good for a change to do an animated movie and then go out and do the action to keep him.
I reckon his kids would love that. I reckon his kids would be like, that'd be a great way to impress the kids, wouldn't it?
Well, he took his kids to the premiere in Sydney. And they walk the red carpet. So how cool is that, that you can actually take your kids to a world premiere of a movie that you know they'll enjoy as well, instead of something that, you know, maybe not up their alley because they're young, because we are very mindful about ratings in our industry. So I'm sure he would be that way as well. So, yeah, I think it would be pretty cool to be able to take your kids and watch it.
1986, the first Transformers came out, 38 years ago. Did you see it when it first came out at the cinemas? Were you there then?
I wasn't working there then, but I don't actually remember going that far back.
That's a long time. That is a long time.
I was in my teens. I was in my teens back then. So, I actually can't remember.
Yeah, I don't think you're a Transformers kind of guy back then, were you? No. I don't think you're watching movies. Really. I think you're doing other stuff. So we can talk about that another day, obviously. But, yeah, so that was a long time ago. But now with this film, it's been in development for a long time, Mr. Lee. What was it, 2015 or something that they started to develop this film?
And that's the thing with films. It's not just, let's make this film and then tomorrow we make it. It's years and years in planning. So 2015, they started in the writer's room because it was after the other one in 2014, Transformers Age of Extinction. that they decided, you know what, let's do an animated one. So that's interesting that it takes them that long. So 9 years, where I know Forrest Gump, it was 20 years on the shelf before anyone touched it.
Mm.
So look how big that was. So a lot of movies, it takes them a while to get them out.
And I think when you look at the movie and you're watching all the stunts in it and all the explosions and all the things they do, you know why it took a very long time to put together, because it is pretty spectacular. So if you want to hear Liam's thoughts on the movie and get a bit more of analysis, you can go and check it out on our Talk and Flickster podcast. Just go up one more tab and have a listen to that. Maybe after you listen to this episode here. Don't cut us off. Just go right to the end.
Don't go yet. Just finish this one, then we'll go back. Now, also playing, we've got a special screening on Wednesday the 25th. It's called The Critic. Now, this is a crime thriller drama, and it stars Ian McKellen and Mark Strong. It is a special screening. It opens officially on October 3. So if you want to see it before it opens, you will have to go on Wednesday to see it. So make sure you do. Now, also screening this week at the Forum 6 Cinemas and Odeon 5 Cinemas, we've got Harold and the Purple Crayon, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Speak No Evil, Thelma, Deadpool and Wolverine, It Ends With Us, 200% Wolf, The Forge, Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, and A Horse Named Winx. So all you need to do is check out your local cinema to find out what session times are playing and what movies are playing at that place.
Wonderful. All right, let's do some top fives. Mr. Lee, I'm first up this week. Whereabouts are you taking us, Mr. Lee?
Well, I was
looking at... Does this give it away?
Yeah, it does. I was looking at some of our reach, and some of our listeners have been in France listening to us.
Yes,
and I thought, you know what, let's go back to France.
Let's keep it going while I do this. We'll keep the theme. It sounds like we're sitting at a fancy restaurant on top of the Eiffel Tower this one.
With a croissant. As long as we don't have spaghetti, we'll be right.
Croissant and some nice pastries. They do great pastries over there.
Yes.
They
do.
Divine.
There's actually a nice little cafe near the train station. I can't think of – it's where the Eurostar leaves. I don't know what it is called now. Beautiful pastries.
Euro patisserie, right?
Yeah.
This is so weird. I'm going to do the five movies. Here they come. Five Kinds of Kindness. Number 4, Inside Out 2. Number 3, Alien Romulus. Number 2, Deadpool and Wolverine. And number 1 for France – they know a good movie when they see one. And no, it's not Despicable Me 4. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice in at number 1 for France.
And now we're off to the USA. Thank you for stopping the music. I probably need some, some presidential type music. Because
next week, Mr. Lee,
at the moment.
Next week. That's okay. I'll sort
next
it
week?
Out. Yeah,
okay.
Next week you're on.
Cool. Thank you. Number 5 is Reagan. Number 4 is Deadpool and Wolverine. Number 3 is Am I Racist? Number 2 is Speak No Evil. And number 1 for the US, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Did I make a prediction last week it would stay at number 1? I think I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't remember that part, but anyway.
I never forget, Mr. Lee. I have a memory of an elephant, and I'll have you know that I never forget. So I don't think elephants forget either, do they?
No, they don't. They
there
never
you go.
Forget.
That's good. Okay, let's do the top 5 for Australia. It Ends With Us. Great to see that one sticking around. That's really good. One with Blake Lively in it.
Yeah, it is.
Number 4, Speak No Evil, which, that's the James McAvoy movie. Number 3, Deadpool vs. Wolverine. Number 2, The Wild Robot. And number 1 for Australia, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Predicted that as well.
Going to take another big movie to knock that one off, I think. Could it be Runt? Maybe Runt could do it. Who knows?
Oh, gee, that'd be good if it was Runt. I'd be so happy for Runt if it was.
So would I.
Let's push it.
John Sheedy and his crew, Lily, they deserve it. Next week, Mr. Lee, fudge the figures and make it number 1 if it's not there, okay? I want you to. Thank you, Mr.
I'll
Lee.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Good man. Let's do some movie news. Let's have a look at what's happening. And we're talking Marvel first up this week.
Yeah, well, Marvel have just released their schedule now for their next lot of movies. So we've got on February 14, 2025, Captain America, Brave New World. May 2, 2025, Thunderbolts. July 25, 2025 is the Fantastic Four First Steps. Then we head off to February 13, 2026 for the next Doctor Strange. Then May 1 in 2026, we've got Avengers Doomsday. And then we've got June 26, 2026 for Spider-Man 4. November 6, 2026, Scarlet Witch. And then February 6, 2027, we've got our next Thor installment. And May 7, 2027, Avengers Secret Wars.
If you love your Marvel, there's a full list there. Yeah. Maybe we can put up on Facebook, Mr. Lee, for those that want to rehash. There's a lot to dissect there.
There's a lot. There's a lot of movies.
But Marvel are doing a great job. Now, Deadpool and Wolverine, it took ages for Beetlejuice to knock this one off the top. It took a big movie to do it.
Yeah.
The box office, they have hit the $1 billion mark, but they've even exceeded that now. How high are we going?
We've now gone to $1.3 billion globally, which this is insane because the film had a $200 million budget and now it makes it the seventh highest grossing superhero film of all time.
Yeah, very good. Well, James Cameron, I love him for Titanic, but some love him for Avatar. What's the situation with it? What's he? He's get back in the business again. What's he doing? What's the lowdown on James C?
Well, he's still working on Avatars, so he's got another two Avatars to come out, He's looking at what he's going to do after Avatar. And so he's just purchased the rights to the book of Ghosts of Hiroshima. So he's actually going to direct the story of the atomic bomb. So I think that would be very, very good for James Cameron.
I agree because we need to go back to Titanic. We need to go back to the lines of Titanic. And with what he did with that movie, how huge it was. Yeah. Just imagine him getting his hands on a story like that. He'll turn it into a fantastic movie. It'll be really good. It will be huge.
And it will tell the story of everything from one side to the other side, and it will be. And, you know, I reckon James Cameron would walk into a studio's in the CEO's office and says, I want to make this movie. And they go, yep, how much money do you want? And he'll say, 200, 300 million. Yep, done.
Yep, done.
They'll just do it.
We'll write you a check.
Because they know. Yeah, because they know he does a great job in any movie. And, you know, you look at the Titanic, how much it took, you know, number one movie for so long around the world. But he's got a license to print money, that guy, which is really good.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now, one word you don't like, Mr. Lee, starts with an S, ends in a G.
Yes.
Streaming. Yes. And yes. There is some good news for the cinema biz when it comes to Beetlejuice.
Yeah, look, this is actually really interesting. When they were first talking about Beetlejuice, they were going to send it straight to streaming. And the Warner Brothers boss, Pam Abdi, actually said, no, it's going to cinema because it deserves to be on the big screen. And that's the thing.
Great.
Movies are made to be on the big screen. And, you know, nothing against the small screen. I have no issue with the small screen. But any movie is made for a cinema screen.
Mm. You do have an issue with the small screen, Mr. Lee. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to unpack it. Do you want to – hold on, where's the ding, ding, ding sound? Hold on.
I just think it's so good that they're doing it. And, look, it's proved it's number one around the world. And, you know, that's a lot of money they've made from a very small budget, and they've made a monster load of money from it. So it just proves that cinema is alive.
And it has set it up for Beetlejuice, right? That the next installment.
Why did you say that three times?
Sorry, Mr. Lee. Sorry. You won't be sleeping tonight, will you? You'll be keeping one eye open.
No, I won't be. I won't be sleeping tonight. Oh, James Gunn, as we know, he's gone to DC and he's now looking at doing a new Superman movie. And he's actually asked Christopher Reeve's son, Will Reeve, to have a very small role in the film. And Will actually said, and I quote, "It's an honor. It's a nice full circle moment." How nice is that?
That's lovely.
That is. Will is actually a reporter for a TV station over in the States, so he knows how to be in front of a camera, so which is really good. But I think that's a really nice nod to the Reeve family to have his son in the movie. So, because he's a spinning image of Christopher Reeve, like absolute spinning image. So,
yeah, like father, like son, doing all the big things. All right, Miss Lee, let's go around the screens. Tamworth, the Forum 6, September 22. You guys are doing a special event screening of The Blind Sea.
Yeah, now this is on Sunday, and it's all with the Australian blind surfer Matt Fulston, and he actually has 3% vision, and he's a four-time world champion. So this is a documentary. We have tickets on sale now for it. And then on 29th for us, we've got the next Bollywood movie, which is Devara Part 1. It's playing. Tickets are on sale now. And we will also have it in Hindi as well as Telugu language.
Orange, the Orange Film Society. We love a good film society. Now, their next movie is happening September 22, 23. It's called Radical, and all about this Mexican border town plagued by a whole bunch of different things, neglect, corruption, a frustrated teacher as well who tries a new method to break through to the students.
And it's in Spanish with English subtitles, so that'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah.
They also, on the 27th, have Devara Part 1, and they're playing it in Telugu with English subtitles. So that's really good. So I know they've got a huge community over there that do like that. And then in Wagga on the 28th and 29th, they're playing Devara Part 1. And on Saturday, they've got the Hindi version. And then on Sunday, they've got the Telugu with English subtitles as well.
Dress in your best Bollywood outfit, whatever you can find. Get some nice colour going on. And get on down to the cinema. Dress up for it. It's a big occasion. So, whether it be at Tamworth, Orange or Wagga's Cinemas. Now, opening next week, Never Let Go. I love the sound of this one, Mr. Lee. Some big names. And, of course, Halle Berry, who it's been a while since I think we've had Halle in a movie.
Yeah, it is. It's all about when evil takes over the world. And when it comes onto your doorstep, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
It's not Ghostbusters.
Well, who do you call, Mr. Lee? I've got to watch the movie to find out, I guess. That's the.
You will.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you will have to, because I know that it would freak me out if evil came to my front door and started to attack myself or my kids. So, you'd do anything to protect them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you say evil knocks on your front door when I come and knock on your front door. So.
And then that's why we never open
you
it.
You tell everyone not to answer the front door, right, Mr. Lee?
Correct. Yeah.
Hello.
We go. No one home.
I can see you.
Hide. And I'm always saying, hide, hide. As soon as we see the car out the front, pull up.
Yeah. You're so mean, Mr. Lee. You're so mean. All I wanted to do was come over for a cup of tea and, you know, you don't even answer the front door. So I'll just wait out the front.
But I never have Lamingtons. I never have Lamingtons, and I know how much you love Lamingtons.
Oh, I love a good Lamington, yes, especially your Lamingtons, Mr. Lee. They're extra coconutty. So that's that's good. Delicious. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. That makes a good Lamington, I think. Yeah.
I don't know where we're going, but this is the most random chat.
I don't know.
Between you and I, and between also, you and I having a chat on the top of the Eiffel Tower to talking about Lamingtons, this has been a really warped. Before we did this episode, we both said it was going to be an interesting podcast, and it certainly has been. Nothing's been left
and
out.
That's quite funny. No, nothing has. It is really, really funny. Very strange. And also, we've already talked about Devourer Part 1, which opens next week too. So, and that's in all of our sites, so which is very exciting, in Orange and in Tamworth. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Beautiful. Now, the Talking Flickster is back this coming Wednesday. We are reviewing Runt. We've got Shaz, who's going to be heading along to that one. She's going to give us her thoughts on the movie, which no doubt I'm sure it's going to be, she's going to love it. She's going to, we both did. We've checked it out. We've enjoyed it. So, yeah, we'll get her thoughts. That is Wednesday at midday. And, again, we're back on your podcast again next Friday as well for our regular Talk of Flicks. And who knows what's going to happen next week. You've just got to listen to find out, because we'll always throw a curveball in there, right, Mr. Lee? You don't know what's going to unfold.
I still can't believe you played French music on top of the Eiffel Tower. That would have been
I just thought, Mr. Lee, I would just paint the scene. I mean, you know, it's...
I love it.
It's good, yeah. Isn't it, right? Yeah.
It is. And can I at just Louvre, say to everyone...
The Louvre too? Yes.
The Louvre, yes. Mona Lisa. I will say that our wives would be there as well, wouldn't they? It wouldn't just be you and I.
I don't think it would be as romantic for us, Mr. Lee, if the wives were there, you know. Wouldn't be right. They say three's a crowd. That would be four. Yes, so, exactly. Yes.
That would be four. We'll keep to ourselves. We'd have to pay for them to go over.
We certainly would too. What do you do there? I don't know. Yeah. Let's just go ourselves. Sorry, ladies, you're staying home. Make sure you give us a like and a follow on Facebook, Talking Flicks. Go and find us, and we'd love to hear your feedback. And if you want to be a Talking Flickster too, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, all you got to do is head to the website and click on that button, Talking Flicks, and you'll see the podcast, and you just fill in all the details, and then we'll get in touch with you, and we'll send you off to a movie that you like, and it'll be on us. Actually, when will you start paying for these movies, JT? Why is it always me that has to pay for them?
I will pay for these movies, Mr. Lee. Never.
Why?
So that's...
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
You make more money than me, Mr. Lee. Come on. Don't be a tight ass. What are you doing? We'll catch you again this coming Friday again at midday. Until then, Mr. Lee, I think we're going to leave everyone with some French music. What do you reckon?
I think that sounds really good. Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.